Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Bruins able to string five losses together with a shutout last night, and we will talk to Mike Milbury about that tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury at 9 tomorrow, so be here for that. Bill O'Brien at 7 tomorrow. On the college football playoffs, and on Mike Vrabel, who could be a fait accompli. Is that how you say that, Curtis?
Or fait accompli.
So Mike Vrabel interviewing tomorrow. Perhaps we'll know on Friday that he is the next coach of the New England Patriots. And we'll talk about that with you this morning and all day long here. You can talk about that on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Courtney has the news coming up in 10 minutes. Science has determined, apparently, how American men measure up against the world when it comes to length. And things are not good here. So
it's not even close. Not even close.
Not even close?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We used to be one of the great countries of the world. I don't know why. I don't know if it's something that we're eating or.
I think it has to do with the amount of men that have to buy a Hummer.
Yeah, so.
I mean, we started letting other countries into this that maybe we didn't let into in the past. And we're
you mean they weren't in the.
So you're blaming others.
Statistical data was not available?
No. Yeah, they weren't. They weren't giving up the data that they needed.
Greg, you ready for the dad joke? Yeah. I think Wiggy's referring to the erectoral college.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get to all of the news, including that, coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Bruins coach Joe Sacco, who after last night's game talked about looking at things with a bit of a glass half full instead of glass half empty.
No, I look at it half full, I think, considering the circumstances tonight and, you know, being down a couple of goals there and then fighting our way back in the third. It showed a good sign of resiliency for the team tonight. We would have liked to capture that extra point in overtime, unfortunately.
Time to go back to the... There has to be old school mentality way of thinking if you're going to be a successful coach. You look at the NFL coaches that are successful. They come from an environment of the old school getting in guys' asses, stepping on throats, you know, all those things that, you know, we used to talk about, whether it was Bill, whether it was some of these other great coaches. We criticized Bruce Cassidy for calling plays out. I think it needs to go back to some of that, and that's where I think success
is. Andy Reid was assaulted by a player and did nothing.
Yeah, and that, but you see, he's the outlier because you got Patrick
Mahomes. Sean McVay.
But do you think Sacco is the issue here, or do you think it's the players? Because
it's part of the conversation we're having.
But
like,
this Bruins team, I don't necessarily put all the blame on Sacco. Like, no, this is the same team that we've seen now for quite some time.
No, I'm not. Also, that clip, he talks about overtime. That wasn't from last night.
Yeah, I think that was miscorrectly dated.
Okay.
No, Courtney, I'm not really, like, putting it all in him.
Apologies on that.
It's okay. Miss Correctly will be joining us at 9.
I'm just saying, when we used to get on Cassidy.
They did not get to overtime last night.
Nope, not even close.
Shut out. No, didn't score goals. Close.
They were shut out last night. I just, it's basic stuff when it comes to the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier. Both of those Henrik goals... He's there. There's three or four guys around him. He is camped out in front of the net with the puck, and nobody touches him. Get the body on him. Get your stick in his stick. It's not that complicated.
No, it isn't.
What? I mean, how do you want me to say it?
No, it is not. It's
stick
not,
on stick. You're right.
Yeah. Body on body.
Let's just get out of the crease.
I mean, God, not that complicated.
I mean, Greg, they suck. I mean, this team is going nowhere. You know, they're going to change the coach again.
Will they actually fire the GM this time?
If there's actually anything to learn from all of these teams, is maybe it's time to stop recycling coaches and start recycling the rosters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of...
Adding to the rosters, you know. Maybe they got to go to Jiu-Jitsu Joe's playbook.
Well, 10 losses.
You know?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, you mentioned earlier Ryan Fitzpatrick had made some comments about Brian Flores. We can hear from Fitzmagic and why he would caution teams as they go to interview Brian Flores for any potential head coaching opportunities.
Flores has been a really hot name, and I think the further removed we get from his tenure in Miami, the more people kind of forget about how that ended. I think the interesting thing with Brian Flores, when I think about him and being able to play under him for a few years, is which version of Brian Flores are we getting? And in year one with Miami, take you back to that year, he was likable, he was relatable, he demanded a lot out of the players, but he was also able to get the best version of his players. As his tenure went on in Miami, he kind of became unrecognizable. I think he burned a lot of bridges there. I think he alienated himself from the entire staff. I think by the end of his time there, he became a dictator. He ruined a lot of those relationships that he built up through the NFL. And his ego grew so big that there wasn't any room for anyone else.
I would change too if the owner's asking me to throw games. Like, yeah. I would become a jerk too. I would distance myself too.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
But it really doesn't matter because I think the New England Patriots clearly have their sights set on Mike.
They're not even going to interview Flores.
No.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
And they're not even going to interview Ben Johnson.
No, I think they'll go through with that interview.
You do?
Yeah, because I think that interview is scheduled for, what, Friday?
I think the Raiders situation has changed everything. I really do. Yeah. I think they're scrambling now because why wouldn't Tom Brady want Mike Vrabel? And why wouldn't Mike Vrabel want to work with Tom Brady again?
Right.
Because he wouldn't have a quarterback. He's going to a team that doesn't have a good enough draft pick to take one of the top two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be, what, are you going to go sign 36-year-old Kirk Cousins coming off a torn Achilles still in free agency?
But like, do you think Vrabel thinks that way? He was able to win. He was able to win in Tennessee with
Ryan.
Didn't
Tannehill.
He say
Tannehill.
In the Athletic piece prior to the end of the season that like where he goes, he wants a quarterback?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I also, if I'm Vrabel, I have no idea about his relationship with Tom and vice versa, but do you think he really wants to work for Tom Brady?
Oh, maybe not. I mean, is the owner better there or here?
Here. I mean, let's not get crazy.
Better there.
You think
what?
It's better there?
Yes.
Why? Because he stays out of everything?
Because he stays out of everything.
Oh, Wiggy.
No, he stays out of everything. Do you think
they'll give him full control in Vegas?
Yeah, and Vegas, you're right. He'll be able to sit in there with Brady, and them two can go back and forth and over. Here's the system. Here's the philosophy. Here's how we want to build our defense. These are the type of players we're looking for. And he won't necessarily be able to do. And guess who won't be in the room? Mark Davis. He's just going to be like, hey, you guys do whatever. I'm going to go out here and bang 25-year-old broads and call it a day. Go out there and do what you got to do. Yeah. Whereas Robert and Jonathan, we already know that they want to make sure that their footprint is on this team. So if you're Vrabel, you have to be thinking about that, you know, and that's got to be at the top of your mind.
Yeah, when it comes to getting a head coach like Mike Vrabel, is Davis willing to pay?
Okay. It took me a second, but I love it. I love it. I'm there.
Is that a toupee or just like a bowl cut, though?
It's a pumpkin pie haircut.
It's a bowl cut.
Yeah, it's a full head.
Real quick, anything else?
Yeah, one more for you here. Okay. We talked about the Celtics. Jrue Holiday talked about the importance of Kristaps Porzingis being healthy for the Boston Celtics.
I'm guessing he's about 85% back. But he looks good. Today he looked really good. Obviously starting off, knocking down threes, getting into the paint. Got us that early lead and him kind of leading the charge. Obviously when KP's playing well, we're pretty tough to beat.
Okay.
Well, he ain't lying.
I mean, it's hard to know what this team is because I feel like they can just mail it in and get to the playoffs and be a different basketball team.
Yeah, and that's the thing about.
And you haven't had, I mean, you have like maybe a grand sum of 100 minutes total that the starters have played together so far this season.
Right.
So we'll get to talk to Mego about all things Celtics tomorrow on the show at 9. All right.
Today.
Oh, is that? Today is Wednesday.
Oh, is today Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the longest month of the year.
It's that sourdough. So much kneading, you're forgetting things.
The starter.
God, we made it all this way, Shime.
Giant issue with the starter.
What?
We had to discard almost the whole entire starter last night.
How do you know how much to discard?
It's not feeding the way it's supposed to feed.
Uh-oh.
Sir Brett Zeppelin.
Oh, God, kill me.
Is not in the state that I thought Sir Brett Zeppelin would be in by this point. I'm a little bit alarmed. It's not as easy as I thought it would be, the whole bread-making process.
What comes first, the sourdough or Vrabel?
He ain't rising like he should?
It's an issue.
Well, not the first time that's been said in that apartment.
It's the issue. I have faith. Listen, I have faith in Lindsay. I think that she will guide us.
You're putting it on her?
I mean, I'm a part of it, but it's really her.
Oh.
She doesn't like when I take credit for the bread making on this radio show.
Well, it seems like today we're talking about Sir Brett Zeppelin in a negative light, and you're putting it on Lindsay.
No. Sir Brett Zeppelin, I believe, will become the greatest sourdough starter ever. It's just going to take longer than expected.
Yeah. Okay.
She's the Alex Van Pelt of the Sir Brett Zeppelin. Was that his name?
Yes.
So it's like she's the head coach of...
We didn't pick a gender.
Right.
Sir Brett Zeppelin might be a woman.
They're picking their gender.
Well, I thought it was Sir, right?
Doesn't matter.
The pronoun comes later.
It doesn't matter. Pronouns, it doesn't
matter. Oh, so Sir doesn't mean a woman? No, a man?
TBA.
All right. I thought that...
All right, anyway, we're going to get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.